Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
Did I give you enough time?
Perfect.
Okay. With us today, a special guest returning, we've got from World's Finest True... I almost had it. World's Finest True Believers and Marvel Alliance, we've got Chris. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks for having me back. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, it's been... I mean, we've been... you and I have actually been recording a lot lately together. But it's been a while since you've been on the show. How you been?
Good. I know you put me in timeout for a little while, but now I've done my time.
You know, if you want to blame anybody, blame Ron, because he's like, hey, let's instead of just doing random stuff, let's like put things together like DC and Marvel, which is a smarter idea, and I wish we would have done that sooner.
Good job, Ron. I like the idea.
Every once in a while, I let him, you know, contribute. That's not true. I let him contribute all the time. we're gonna go back into you're returning here to cover Man of Steel. Well, it's Superman, but we're continuing on with the Man of Steel, not hardbacks that came out, the John Byrne collection. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the omnibus. Sorry. I know you're not too happy about that. I did like that it was I originally thought when John Byrne hopped onto the Superman comics in the 80s, I thought he was covering every single title. Found out no, Mark Wolfman did a couple with Action Comics, I believe.
Hey, so, yeah. Well, I mean, can't go wrong with those two. I mean, you got Jerry Ordway as well, so.
Yeah, heck no. It's a great combination. And I also realized that I have all of these in single issues. I remember not too long ago, I bought a long box off my brother, and he had all of them. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So now I have all of them. Sorry, really. I don't know if I'm going to get rid of those to go to just trades. I probably will eventually. Go your route, Chris.
I haven't looked back. I have not looked back, but you do entice me with some single issues occasionally. So,
every once in a while, like you can't go wrong with them. But I don't know. It depends on the single issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But okay. So go ahead and get into this. Like I said, we're covering Superman. We're actually doing 6 issues from 3 different titles. We're covering Superman issues 1 and 2. Action Comics issues 584 and 585, and Adventures of Superman issues 424 and 425. They were published in late 86, early 87 by DC Comics. The writers are John Byrne and Marv Wolfman. The art is done by John Byrne and Jerry Ordway. Inks were done by Terry Austin. Colors by Tom Zuko. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Z-I-U-K-O.
Zuko. Sounds good.
Yeah. And then letters by John Costanza. And now this is, you know, continuation from the Man of Steel miniseries that we did last year. So if you want to go listen to those episodes, you should go to episodes. Where is it? Well, where are you at? There you are. Episodes 266 to 271.
They were so young then, so idealistic.
It was, gosh, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? I mean, it was about a year ago, give or take.
Yeah. Holy cow, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and hop into this first issue, Superman number 1. And if you guys want to follow along, we're actually going to be going the order that the hardback has, so it's going to be a little out of order. But this first issue takes place, I think Superman says, like 6 months after the events. No, maybe a few weeks after he left Smallville at the end of Man of Steel. And he ends up finding, trying to track down, I guess it does say 3 months. I know how to read. He's trying to track down where his rocket is, where it disappeared to. And he finds this building in the middle of nowhere. And in the building has all this information on him. And he's kind of taken aback. Like, he doesn't know, like, who could be following him like this. This is, if you remember, I can't remember exactly which issue, but there was one point in time where somebody took a picture of Superman as he's on the scene of somewhere. And then also there was a time where there was some individual standing in the barn. We see a shadow in the barn. I don't know if it's this doctor. I'm pretty sure it probably is this doctor, but you know, Superman finds this body of his dead doctor, in this place. And instead of getting a hold of somebody to come and take care of this right away, he, you know, burrows down and basically lifts it up and throws it into space for a hot minute.
Yeah.
He's preserving the crime scene.
I mean, it's something.
You know,
nobody's going to notice.
I like it how he justifies saying, yeah, I've got it in the perfect orbit, so it's just going to stay there. No one will bother it.
Like, yeah, because, I mean, sure, it's the 80s, but even then we still have satellites looking out in space. No one's going to notice. Yeah, well, sure, but it's going to be in perfect orbital synchronization of the planet. I don't know.
It's Superman, gosh darn it.
Yeah. I do like, before he does all that, he shoves his hand in a vat of acid.
Hey, look, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, not knowing if it was going to rip off his skin or not. But
whatever. And I like it. It's pink acid. You know, that's something you don't see too often, you know?
No, not at all. So then he rushes back to, he's got a like a running date with Lois. They're going to go jogging in Metropolis. And as Clark Kent, obviously. So they start to do that.
The 80s clothing, you know, he is dressed in full sweats, and she is dressed actually looking like she's ready to run.
I don't know. I mean, I get you're trying to hide your muscles, but when your pecs still stick out of that sweatshirt, you're not hiding it very well there, Clark.
No, he's built like a farm boy. You know, he's done exactly. Some time.
So as they're doing their jog, they hear an alarm go off, and they run to, because they're reporters, they run to the bank, and they see this guy in very wrestler motif. He's got like this sleeveless vest and wrestler, not yoga pants, but he got like this giant
tights. Towel on.
Yeah, there we go, tights.
I thought that his vest at first was just a towel wrapped around his shoulders.
Yes.
That's what I thought too.
And I was like, who robs the bank right after they get out of the shower?
He got done at the gym. He did a really good pump, and he just wanted to, you know, get some green. I don't know. But so, you know, Clark is going to go and try to protect Lois because Lois does her Lois thing and just gets in the way. That's not right. She's doing her job in reporting.
According to Clark, not listening to Mr. White, risking her quote unquote pretty little neck.
Fair. 80s. But so Clark is gonna, you know, pretend to strike this guy because he wants to obviously get here as Superman, but you know, he can't because he's Clark Kent. And as he goes to punch him, you know, he's pretend punching him, but actually wasn't able to get any oomph into the punch.
Because he was pretending to be Clark.
Yes, but there was something else. Like, he was feeling a little weak, and he didn't know why. And so when he actually does go to, you know, this individual smacks Clark over the banister or over the teller's table. And, of course, Clark disappears. Superman comes up, and Superman goes to attack him, And this guy who has, by this point in time, called himself Metallo. Anybody who actually knows who Metallo is knows this is Superman's in for a bad time.
Yeah, I love the who's who in the back that says occupation, former confidence man, later would be conqueror.
Yeah.
Would be conqueror. I like that occupation.
Yes. It's, I mean, look, it's not a bad, you know, title. It doesn't get him very far.
No.
But so yeah, Superman comes up, he's like, hey mister, let's get out of here, Metallo, whatever the heck your name is. Why don't we go downtown? And then Metallo like toss him through the wall. And this is, you know, this is the fight starts out. Superman and Metallo start fighting. Superman he's not as strong as he thought he should be, and he doesn't know why. And Lois, taking the opportunity, goes to try and help Clark, and she sees that there's a hole in the floor. I think either at this point or maybe just when Superman hops in, he's like, oh yeah, I rescued Clark Kent. Because he always has to say he rescued Clark Kent, because if he doesn't, maybe somebody will put two and two together. Maybe.
That'll be the telltale sign, you know, of course. Oh, he didn't rescue Clark, must
be
it.
The one time.
He had one job, Superman. Come on.
We get a backstory of Superman talking to Metallo, and Metallo like talking to the doctor and having just this the backstory of how the doctor said you'll be more powerful than Superman, and as you know, we're in Metallo's point of view, we're seeing these metallic hands and wondering what's going on. Well, as Metallo is starting to choke out Superman, the cops show up. MCU. There we go. The Metropolis City Police or something like that. MCP. Yeah. I can't remember what it was called.
The MCU's the
Marvel. I know what the MCU's. You know? Anyway, they show up and they just pump Metallo full of lead, which is ironic because he's actually already full of lead. Well, lead-ish. Because he goes down, Superman is starting to feel better.
And starts, that's because he's going down.
Anyway.
Phrasing.
he goes to stand up, and then Metallo stands up, and his eyes start to glow green. And, you know, before you know it, we get the doctor back in the flashback talking to Metallo, saying that he is powered by kryptonite and that, you know, Superman is actually from a different world. And this is the spaceship he came in. And all basically the whole backstory of what's going on.
And he was sent to conquer our world.
Yeah. So the doctor is filling Metallo.
I like how he's like, I couldn't translate much of it, but I know he's here to conquer our world.
Trust me on that. I've seen beings like this before.
Yeah. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
Yeah. So as he puts the kryptonite part into Metallo, into his heart, his chest cavity, Metallo was like, kills him because he is a criminal, a murderer. And it's just like, yeah, well, you know, I'll start by killing you first, and then I'll go take care of Superman. And we see Superman, you know, getting his ass beat by Metallo. And he still has no idea what's going on. He still has no idea why he's not as powerful against this, in his eyes, a random nobody. And just, he's getting his ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
We jump over to Luther Corps, and this, I don't know if she's just like a secretary or what.
Her name's Pearl.
Her name is Pearl, but
it's because she looks enough like Lois for Luther wanted to stay around.
Well, because we see in like an issue or two, his Lex Luthor's womanizer side,
yeah.
I guess would be the correct phrasing.
Yeah.
So it's highly possible this is definitely a looks like Lois.
Keeper. He's got a type.
Yeah,
he does. She comes in to tell him to turn on TV because Superman is getting beat up by this person named Metallo. And Lex is like, no, wait, I'm the one that has to kill Superman. Who's this random nobody? this next page, we got basically the bank and the whole building falling on Metallo and Superman. And then we get Metallo basically coming out of the rubble, and we see he's a metal being. His skin has been...
It's the Terminator.
Basically, yeah. Wait, when Terminator came out in 82, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 82 or 83.
Yeah.
You're good with... No, wait. Somebody else. when this is not first appearance of Metallo, is it, Chris?
I don't think so.
I didn't think it was. But if it was, then yeah, they definitely took it from Terminator.
1984.
Okay, so but before this.
Yes, it is first appearance of Metallo, Action Comics 252, 1959.
Okay. So Terminator stole from Superman. Gotcha. Probably not. but no, so we see this guy. Metallo is literally just a metal robot with and the I can't remember if this is John Corbin or not
yes,
yet.
This is John Corbin. Yes.
Okay, because they never say the name in the issue. So.
That's correct. Yeah, the who's who in the back specifically names him as John Corbin.
Gotcha.
So probably later on we'll get a name.
Fair enough. So, but we still have like the Corbin face mask on him.
Half of it.
Yes. But you know, we're thinking Superman's dead because he's coming out with the Superman cape, you know, proclaiming that he killed Superman. But then Superman, you know, puts his or starts digging through the rubble himself, grabs Metallo. He's like, I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to stop you. And this is when Metallo opens up his chest cavity and we see the kryptonite and it starts to, you know, poison Superman and kill him for the most part. The fun thing happens while Superman is distracted, being trying not to die. Metallo gets taken away, just disappears.
He got blipped.
So rereading this, I thought he got crushed, like because you see a shadow. You see a shadow come over him, and then he looks up, and then he's gone. I literally thought he got crushed, but obviously the next page shows nothing there. Like Metallo's just gone. Lois comes up and you know is trying to comfort Superman, and he's just like, I don't know what's going on. Like this is crazy. Like and also Lois had heard Metallo talking about how he said that Superman is an alien being, is not from this world, and she questions Superman about that, and he's like, yes, it's true. I just found out myself. And I'm still trying to deal with it, but I don't know where Metallo went, and I don't know what's going on. This is something I have to keep an eye on. So I'm sure he won't come back ever in the future.
Nope. First appearance, last appearance in exactly. This new iteration.
This is the first Metallo?
That's the first Metallo? Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So no, they definitely took from Terminator, not the other way around.
Fair enough.
I just love the cover of the first issue. It's your first issue, Superman, and it could be your last. I said, yeah.
I mean, that's a really sure. daring way to start a series.
I definitely enjoyed like having like someone we know. All of us have been to understand Superman, but having someone like that reintroduced post crisis to go toe to toe with him and try to challenge him as much as you didn't have to go that hard, and they did.
Yeah, I wasn't sure Superman was going to survive.
I mean, he doesn't die for another
15 years?
10 years?
Is it?
This 90? Is 87.
Oh, that's 93. Right.
Not even 10 years, like 6 yeah. years. 7 years. Give or take. One thing I find interesting is, you know, they're starting a whole new series. It's after Crisis. It's all post-Crisis stuff. And these issues we're getting all deal with Superman being not as powerful as he was pre-crisis.
Yeah.
Like there's somebody who could either almost kill him or mess with him or take away his powers, and I kind of like that. It was a different. If you'd been reading Superman up until this point, it's a nice change.
Yeah, you know? I think that's what some people say, quote unquote. It's so difficult to write for Superman because he can beat everything. I was like, well, then you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously it's been done and it still is being done. Like they're taking a new direction every time.
And I didn't necessarily think that, you know, again, we'll see him go against, you know, Kryptonite in this. We'll see him go against magic. We'll see him, you know, different things that are part of the legacy of that is invulnerable too. But, you know, again, if you're just going to fall back, oh, he can beat everything. I was like, again, you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly. But that's how we end this first issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, check out World's Finest True Believers and the Marvel Alliance podcast over at the Geek Ultimate Alliance podcast network. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Superman story.